And where exactly do you live, Mr. Dawson?
Well, right now my address is the RMS Titanic. After that, I'm on God's good humor.
And how is it you have means to travel?
I work my way from place to place, you know, tramp steamers and such. But I won my ticket on Titanic here at a lucky hand at poker. A very lucky hand.
Hi, I'm Sophie, and I haven't seen a lot of movies.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm here to help with that. And we are
SP Film Viewers.
Seems like recent we're picking films that unintentionally are quite long.
I feel like it's okay in the winter months. It's more acceptable. You find once it gets dark, you want to put a film on, so I feel like it's all right. But no, when the lighter days come, yeah.
Yeah.
And my an hour and a half buffer.
Yeah, because you normally like those hour and a half, 90-minute run times of films.
2 hours is okay.
It's more than norm. But,
yeah, but this one's a bit longer.
It's a bit longer, but I feel like, and it's probably taken a while to even get to this point for this covering this film, but I feel like...
I think you've been putting it off.
I've been putting it off?
Yeah, I think you have.
For what I think of it, or you mean just like, oh, when's a good time to put
I think it on? I think a bit of both, to be fair. Yeah. I think you're biasly thinking at, like...
Well, it's something that I did want you to cover at some point, I think, for the show. So it's... I guess by title, it's Titanic.
Yeah. So,
what do you know of the Titanic itself? Like, you've probably seen in obviously like again pop culture type of thing. You might have picked up bits here and there. Like, oh, I know such and such the song, for example.
The Celine Dion song. Yeah. Obviously, no brainer. I was a 90s baby, obviously. So that song was like a classic, you know, it was well plastered everywhere on the radio station, so you were fully aware of it. I know of, we've got a young Kate Winslet and, Leo.
Yeah.
So I know them two are in it, which I love Kate Winslet, absolutely adore. Everything she touches is just amazing. I think it's just because she's got that proper British accent.
She doesn't in this film, though.
No. Thanks for that. And then I know that everyone dies and there's an iceberg. The Titanic is not meant to sink, but it does. And it's carnage, basically. I don't know how they're going to fit this into 3 hours. Because I'm sorry, I know obviously it's tragic and it is. And it is a real life story. This did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But how long does it take for a boat to sink?
Well,
it's 3 hours. I don't know. I guess obviously
I'll tell you now, it doesn't start off with the boat sinking and takes 3 hours. There's a bit of a build up.
To give you a bit of background, I get that.
Yeah.
But it just feels like 3 hours is a bit excessive.
Yeah. So are you a bit hesitant to like with that daunting, like, oh gosh, is it?
Yeah. And I don't know. It's never been anything I've really wanted to go and watch. I think, well, they're all going to die. So I know the outcome. So why am I investing in these people where. If that makes sense.
Because the film's list is like a disaster movie, but with romance in it. So that's what appeals. I think there's a lot of people like we're going to see it. It's like, oh, it's like a two-star-crossed lovers type of thing.
It's like Romeo and Juliet, isn't it, to be fair? Like the different classes, obviously. You've got Kate Winslet's character who's...
Oh, so you know that then?
Yeah, wealthier. And you've got the Leo being a bit more... So I'm aware of that.
Okay.
And where that one's richer than the other, just obviously it's by the clothing. It's obvious. Yeah.
Have you seen posters and
such? I feel like I know some pop culture within it. Probably when we do watch it, there'll be some lines that are iconic that I can't remember on the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they come, I'll know of them. But I don't know. I'm a bit... 3 hours is putting me off. I've waited this long. It's either going to be like... I absolutely love it, or it's going to be like E.T. and I'm going to piss lots of people off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of his classics. Like, how can you say such great things about it? Yeah. One of the greatest things that, I ever...
It's going to be one or the other. I think it's
Yeah, I
mean, it's not...
I am intrigued, honestly. Like, this is what I wanted to get your opinion on, something like this, because it's appealing to a lot of people.
My only fondness of this is from Love Actually, to be honest.
Yeah, and we'll lead with that. We go, need Kate, we need Leo, we need them now.
Yeah.
So we're going to check them out, check it out now.
You're welcome for that. Yeah. It was good.
Thanks for leading unintentionally, because I was going to still say that line anyway. But, I mean, you've kind of surmised what the synopsis is anyway. So it's like, there's no real point reading it and people know. Let's go and go for that. That's fine. No. So we'll just go into the film and see what you think.
3 hours later.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be back after watching Titanic.
The ship will sink.
For certain?
Yes. In an hour or so. All this will be at the bottom of the Atlantic. What? Please, tell only who you must. I don't want to be responsible for a panic. And get to a boat, quickly. Don't wait. You remember what I told you about the boat?
Yes. Understand.
And we are back, having watched Titanic.
Hold my hand, Paul.
Did you trust me?
Don't know now. After you making me watch Titanic. I've got. Let's just deep dive in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit insensitive.
No pun intended. So, it's okay. So
maybe you should cut that bit.
It's fine. Keep it there. Yeah. No pun intended, and no ill will.
No intent. Really not.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I'll give the goods.
Okay.
What I like. Really interesting. I thought it was going to be just based in 1912.
Yeah.
Where it's actually, well, somewhat modern time, where they're like, they've got submarines, they've got technology. It's showing you that the Titanic has actually sunk.
Yeah.
Instead of it just going, right, okay, here's a film about the Titanic.
Kind of like a period drama type of thing, yeah.
In the 1912s, which adds a little bit of a...
Yeah, I'd actually forgotten that they kind of start off with the deep sea exploration at the beginning. I obviously remember this, like, elderly lady named Rose who... Mm. It's like, oh, then she hears about this expedition and then obviously reaches out to...
Yeah.
They get together and then she kind of regales the tale of what happened.
Which I like. I always like a story that's about a story, basically, kind of thing. And it seems to be more coming where this is kind of getting used, even in like animations and stuff, where it's like, oh, let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
And So that was quite insightful and a little bit more... understanding. I really enjoyed the shots where they're down in the submarine and they're seeing what the rooms look like now after it's been decayed and everything and been shipwrecked, basically. Yeah. I don't know, I always have a thing for abandoned buildings, so abandoned ships going under and seeing what...
Yeah, like history, like piecing together what occurred and stuff.
And it's like literally just captured in time. It's just paused and stopped and it's just settled and no one's messed with it.
But that's what the director, James Cameron, who did Avatar...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Another epic, long 3 hour long film. He really likes the deep sea exploration or that kind of thing. He's got.
It was beautifully done, and I feel like it really worked for a beginning. Mm-hmm. And obviously, seeing Rose as 101 and kind of understanding her as a character and her explaining the story, I think really added a nice value of how she looked at certain items and got a bit sentimental from them. And obviously she's had a massive disaster in her life. Like, that's so traumatic. But at the same time, I think I really enjoyed seeing the 1912 side of things. Like, I don't know. I'm a sucker for anything old school. I really am. I really enjoy that. The clothing, the class, everything's kind of just old fashioned. Don't get me wrong. There is some really bad things about it. Like, obviously, making people feel poor and, you know, definitely knowing, like, a different class between the wealths.
Yeah, that's always like, yeah, there's always got your rich and your poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, obviously we do now, but I feel like it's not as obvious.
I suppose not.
You know, like, with the way that you dress and the way that...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you appear, you know, it's not as black and white, basically. Yeah. Like, you're rich, you're poor. Like, literally.
No in between, almost, it seems. Yeah.
And at the beginning, the kind of romance between Rose and Jack, I really enjoy. I really think Rose comes across as a humble kind of character. Yes, okay, I'm a posh, rich girl, and I can be a wine and everything. But she wants more to life, and she feels it in cage. She's like trapped. A pretty bird in a cage, basically, and she wants to be free.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Jack brings to her, is that freedom of, oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to happen one day to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And she finds that really intriguing and insightful.
Yeah.
Coming to, like, three ways in or something. I think once the ship decides to sink.
Decides to sink. Like, it went, well, it's been gone long enough now.
Yeah. I think that's when it goes downhill for me.
That's when it sinks.
Yeah.
You
see the true colours of everybody. You get to a point of where it's like, I don't know, I think that's kind of when I think, oh yeah, this is what I thought it was going to be and I'm not enjoying it. I enjoy the beginning part a lot more than the back end. Not just because there was obviously a disaster in that bit.
Yeah, kind of dampens things a little bit, doesn't it?
But I can understand and appreciate where somebody would think, oh, this is a lovely romance. It is a Romeo and Juliet. It's,
yeah, yeah. It's 100% is. Yeah. Yeah, feels that way.
And I don't know, I really like the whole glamour of the ship. I enjoy all of that.
Which was all, like, kind of crafted from scratch, basically, to almost, like, be as historically accurate as possible to make it down to the finest details, like, almost, like, spot on to make sure it was, like, authentic as possible and in memory of the tragedy that happened.
I appreciate that, I do. But I still think if you're making a ship...
Which he did, he made it full scale or almost, like, full scale.
I don't know, it looked a bit CGI at some points. I don't know if it was because we were watching it on streaming and it was in 4K. It just didn't look real, like some of the shots when it was panning the sea. Yeah.
I know what you mean, yeah. Back in the day, I don't think that would have mattered too much for people. Never seen it on the big screen, say this, but whether that makes any difference at all, I don't know. Like, wow, like the spectacle.
Do you think because he did Avatar, you need 3D glasses?
He did make this film in 3D as well.
Oh, you did, come on.
Well, what? I don't know if that was... I can't remember if that was after the fact.
What can you make 3D of this? What, people falling off? Like, the ship? I'm sorry.
I don't know, the perspective of the ship and the scale and everything. As if you're on the ship yourself, I think, probably. Like a depth thing. Like with with Jaws 3D, as I say. Like, there's a bit of added depth, obviously, with water bobbing and as if you're, like, on the boat.
Why would anyone want that experience?
I'm not saying that there's purposely added stuff, adding where stuff coming out at you at the screen, like a plate smashing in your face or anything like that, or someone falling towards you. Oh my God, like...
The flares, I could think that could be 3D, like when they're shooting up the flares or something, like making that. But that's all I can think of.
Right.
Like, to be fair, it's wasted because until like back end of the film when the ship's sinking, you don't really need 3D in a love story.
No, but as I say, like, it feels like you are part of the ship. You're a guest on the Titanic, I think. It's probably make feel like you...
What,
you,
so you get there. Sea mist and wind and... Oh, is that 4D?
That's 4D. Yeah.
Sorry. No. Oh, yeah. Well, that's pushing it, is it?
Doesn't mean he wouldn't do that if he was like, oh, let's do that. But then I don't know if that's going too far.
It's a bit insensitive.
Anyway...
I forgot
where we are now.
I don't know how I feel about this film. Like, I want to make it two films in my head. And I'm a bit confused and a bit disobligated.
Discombobulated.
Yeah. Because I love the beginning. And I love the love...
Film of two halves, yeah. But
the back end's crap.
Which, in many ways, yeah. Obviously, for the fact of the people who were on, like, oh, well, it's a tragedy, occurs about... It's about almost like the halfway mark.
Mm.
So it's like... Go back to... Jaws as well. Sorry.
Why are we comparing this to Jaws?
No, because like, that's a film of two halves. So
there's
like...
no romance in Jaws, though. But somebody fell in love with a shark.
No, but the three three guys obviously on the boat and they build a friendship and all that kind of stuff.
I thought you were going to say they're going to take it for one another then. Where you're going, like...
that's not what I mean. And the mother fact that it half the film takes on land and then the rest of the film takes on place on water.
Ah.
So
this is all on water.
Except for the cutaways between the weird like, bros.
Sophie, I was being really clever here and you've just ruined it for me. Someone out there will appreciate it. That sweet's probably more than I did. Yeah. It's okay.
Anyway, I'm just saying, obviously, like, that's a film to have, so in a way, I see it.
No, I get you.
But so, yeah, you're a bit torn on, like, your feelings on...
Yeah. Really. Because initially, first of all, can we just give myself credit? We watched this all the way through. We did not cut. We did not...
You had one tea break, which I was actually surprised by, like, thinking they were going to need, like, a couple to get through this. Because I think, like, when thinking back to... Good and Bad, the Ugly, and you're like,
I was so agitated.
You're like, no, I was tired, but like, no, I've got to sit through this. But I think I felt like you were actually quite engrossed in like what the story had to offer, even all throughout, pretty much, except for maybe the very like maybe half an hour or so at the back end.
Yeah, agreed.
But we'll get to that as we go through. But
so, shall I say what I enjoyed?
Well, you kind of have some of it, but is there more to add?
Yeah, so I think. Obviously, looking at the Rose older, so like the photo of her as a younger self, like, so I do know that saying, paint me like one of your French girls or draw me.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's just, I don't know. I never knew what the line meant, though.
Yes, so, and it's like, yeah, that's from Titanic, even though I've not seen it. Yeah. Or the I'm the king of the world and that kind of sayings and stuff.
And I just don't understand why I knew that. And then,
but you know what it means.
Now I know what it means.
The context,
so
yeah.
It's got a bit more deeper value, but I don't think I've ever. I've heard people use it, but I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
So initially, I really love Leo's character, Jack. I don't know. I'm drawn to him, and oh god, he's such a baby face.
Yeah, and you said he kind of sounds like he does now, but he's just got really young.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, his voice hasn't broken or anything. It's, like, literally this...
Well, yeah, would have broken then.
Yeah, it just literally sounds the same. It's like there's no difference. But he's just got a baby-ass face. Yeah. But Jack, as an overall character, I think I just absolutely adore him. He's an orphan, pretty much. He's lost his family. He's got no kind of real drive and connection to staying anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's why he flits. From country to country because, well, what's keeping me here? You can tell he's a poor guy, basically. Mm. He doesn't have a lot of money. He can't offer Rose what her fiancé can.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows money isn't the be-all and end-all and love is the main drive of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he just seems to be a thoughtful, kind, generous soul that sees people. Like Rose says, that you actually see people. You don't just...
Well, that's through his drawings as well, because you're kind of impressed by that.
But you actually pay attention. You're not just seeing somebody for their wealth. It doesn't matter if they're rich, they're poor, whatever. He's still going to notice that person. Whereas within this, I think some of the gripe of it is like, oh, the posh people, the rich, they're so snobby. And I don't think I can imagine living back then because it would have...
What, being an upper class? Do you mean?
Yeah, or even poor. Like, I could understand, like, the poor absolutely hating the upper class.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that the upper class treat the poor is just, like, absolutely disgusting.
Dirt on the shoe, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, you could literally drop down from your pedestal any moment.
Yep. And then there's, who's crying out for... Yeah.
Exactly. Rose, initially, I do feel for her. Like, I feel like we get a good character... growth with her until the back end where my feelings shift, which we'll get to. So bless her, she's I guess her father's passed away or died.
Because that comes to light a bit later on, as well.
She's left with
her mother, who's a bit like
an arranged marriage, as well, like that she's arranging this marriage to this rich man so that they can still keep the standard of living. The dad basically gave a good name, but they're in debt and they've got a lot of money to pay out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas so this arranged marriage would
sort everything out, and my mother can't be living in squalor, basically. Yeah. Oh, she wanted me to be a seamstress, so that's what she says. Like
she's not a bad job.
Heaven forbid. Yeah.
Like, what do you actually do now? Do you even work?
No,
like,
no, of course not. Just living off the part of the land, really.
So I think that's another thing, because obviously back then you basically was a pretty woman would just marry a man and she'd shut up and put up and that's cook and clean.
Yeah,
and...
again, the times of what it would have been that, where that women didn't really have a great deal. Again, it's brought to light with that as well, like other men go off and go have the brandy and cigars and the other after dinner, and that's like, oh, we talk politics and all that kind of stuff.
It kind of reminds me a little bit like Poor Things a little bit, but you just, that kind of era where if Rose was to lash out a bit more, you know, it's like kind of,
go against the grain,
So you've kind of got that aspect of that kind of same era and culture where people think, oh, men are right, men are the brain and the business.
Yeah.
And your pretty little housewife knows nothing and she just stays at home. So for Rose, she's trying to look after her family, but you can tell that she's got this love interest with Jack. So I don't really know what happens where she wants to commit suicide or...
I think it's the pressures of it all, really. It's just like, oh, you know, I'm caged in, I'm going to have to marry this guy. And it's like, this is too much for her. It's like, well, I'm toying with the idea of just ending it all. And that'd be that. And then what's going to happen?
And now... thinking about this even more, that this part miffs me off more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when I came into this, I thought the main two died. I think I was getting confused with Romeo and Juliet, which they do both die. Yeah. And it's Leo in that remastered version.
That iteration, which I haven't seen, but I know we sort of covered it in English. But like a couple of scenes, but we didn't really like watch the entire film, so I don't know. Like how that all, I know it's like a modern setting kind of thing, but the stories are the best. We all kind of know how that ends.
And I assumed, for some reason, I don't know why in my head, that Rose and Jack die. Well, that's not the case, is it? But
well, no, obviously, because
initially she wants to kill herself.
Yeah.
And Jack saves her. Why did he save her? Because to be fair, he could have lived maybe if he hadn't bothered with her. Sorry. Just saying. Because she wanted to die anyway, so she should have died. That's how I see it now.
Well, there's a point later on where that still could have... he could have saved her at that point, but then there's a bit later on when you feel like it's even more, a bit more selfish. I'll say.
Yeah.
Or do you want me to say now?
Whichever.
Well, I mean, there's like another part where, like, a bit later on when it's like, well, you could say, well, if she hadn't done this at this point, then... yeah, Jack would have survived, but it's the when obviously when there's all the tragic strikes and they're all getting lifeboats, and Rose is begrudgingly going on the boat or one of the lifeboats, and then she just suddenly decides, oh, I'm just going to get off. It's like, no, Rose, what are you doing? Kind of thing, like thing. So if she'd, you know, if she'd just got away, say stayed on that boat, would everyone will have been fine? And I'm sure.
He would have found
some other ways of doing, you know.
Well, he got himself all that way anyway. He was telling her what to do.
So he suddenly knew, like,
Paul, no, is going... you've just pissed me off.
Because he knew, like, he was telling her the whole time, like, right, when the boat sinks, do this, and like, yada yada, and like, step by step almost, like, of like, to how to survive as best he could, really, as it was going under.
So she killed him.
Yeah, and the other part as well, where. As I say now, obviously, like, there's the whole thing of, like, well, there's space for two on that bit of...
there is. Wood or door. This is where it kind of... it really, really enraged me. It was like, well, first of all, you're cold. Well, wouldn't it be better if you both were snuggling on the piece of wood? Because... sorry. Because then you would be keeping body heat and warmth.
Yeah. Make more sense, yeah.
I know it could tipple into the water, but when Rose was sturdy on there, she could have...
yeah, because you made the implication that's why, because it was almost like he was trying to and the wood was tipping or whatever.
But she could have done something.
If she balanced it out, the means to...
you could have. If you really wanted to, you could have made it work.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But now you're telling me that... this incident couldn't have happened if Rose had stayed on the bloody boat. He'd have found that piece of wood anyways, because that would have been an inevitable outcome, and he would have been on the boat and they both could have lived. Now I'd have been fine with that. But because she lives, I'm not fine with it. Because she wanted to die initially.
But then it all changed around because of him. Is that
and
encounter.
She's very selfish at the end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come.
And I think this is a bit where I'm like, oh. So yeah, she goes back for him, which is fine, and she saves him. But Jack's in that position because she didn't believe him and he'd been duped with the necklace. Mm-hmm. So it was like Jack would have been imprisoned.
Tied up, yeah. Oh, cuffed up, yeah.
And she wouldn't have had to do all that hard work of trying to get the axe and swim through and be blue in the face and everything while he's stuck there if it weren't for her. She knew what she was putting risk of Jack into by courting him and everything. And she tried to push him away, but then she still didn't in the end. And she pursued him.
So, like, the whole thing of the romance thing, do you think it's a bit somewhat forced? Or, like, it's like, oh, it's so sweet because she, you know, like, oh, this is a new love and everything like that. So she's kind of, like, smitten by it.
Yeah.
So that she makes these mistakes, if we can call them that.
You've only known each other, like, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. It's only, like, a short period of time that they kind of knew each other, yeah. But, I mean, for the time period, that's probably like, oh, yeah, that, you know, that you jump into those things really quickly. It's not like now where Dave's like, you know, like, you need to have the whole, like, background check on, like, what's your personality and, like...
I know we took a while to get married but, you know, we'd still committed in other ways.
Yeah.
Also, the ending, the ending,
yeah.
Where she's... This just gets me really, 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 really annoyed. And I was like, and I really am annoyed with myself because I was so enjoying it until the very end where Rose doesn't get on the boat, then Jack dies, then she's like, help, help, with a whistle. I'm like, well, come on. I know, obviously, logically, she's very cold, so, like, her organs and stuff might have been fine, but if you want to live, you would try harder than that. I swear to God, you would. Like, the fact that she can get off a board and swim to go get a whistle, you know, but you can't shout help, but you can blow a whistle. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you could scream louder.
I don't know. Yeah.
And
easiest to say to think that, but.
If that were me, I don't know if I'd want to go on my own.
Go where? What? Live, you mean?
Yeah. No, that sounds very morbid, but like, what life has she got?
I don't know. Just the fact that she survived this tragedy, and it's like, look at all the other people who are around her and haven't stand a chance, really. And it's like, oh, you know,
she was only doing it for Jack's kind of, oh, he wanted her to live on, and wanted to be an old lady. And I think she was doing it for him, and I get that, but at the same time, she's like, I'll never let go. And then she lets go of him, and I'm like,
like, well, immediately, like,
contradicting
as she literally just utters those words, she's like,
yep, see you later, right? I need to go rescue myself because that's what you told me I have to do. But right at the end, this is where it really gets my go up. So obviously we know that she's got the necklace in her pocket. So initially you think, well, maybe she'd sell it because she's poor. What's she got now? She's not marrying the rich man. Mm-hmm. Does she reunite with her mother? Like, we don't really get to know the gap in between when Rose is alive and fine after the Titanic sinking to her being an old lady. Mm-hmm. So to me, I'd have thought, oh, maybe she's pawned it. I don't know.
Yeah.
What has Rose done for a living? Because then you see the pictures on the mantelpiece, like, she's on a horse. She still has, like, a very luxurious lifestyle.
Yeah, she made a point of that early in the film. It's like, oh, I always take pictures with me to...
Yeah.
Yeah, as it's almost for us to, at the end, to be like, okay, this is what she's done with her life, you know.
And we know she has a husband. She married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when she passes away, obviously, she chucks the heart of the ocean into the sea. Just like, like, but... Bless him. The people who have brought you on this ship are looking for that. Why couldn't you just give them it then? Like, and then they can put it in a museum or something. Like, I don't understand why she just chucks it in the sea.
I can totally agree with that. The frustration of that. I suppose the only way you can justify it is like, oh, because it's... There was something I read or something about it, the fact that for more like a more sort of more poignant ending to it, like, oh, it's worthless or something to the thing, to, you know, for despite all the stuff that happened, it can't amount to the you know, the disaster that it was for all that thing. And I think it was a scene that was cut that was obviously, it was almost like, what are you doing with that kind of thing? And then that other guy, you know, the guy who were on the ship, was like, agrees, like, oh yeah, just chuck it away. But I think it was a director's choice to just have the Rose be on the bow of the back of the ship and just drop it as if...
It really annoyed me. It really did. First of all, these guys in the submarine have been very helpful, very thoughtful. Given back her old clip and found the picture of that Jack drove.
Show a bit of gratitude.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not like they're even wanting it for themselves and like selling it, they're wanting it for like a museum piece. And then this guy's searching his ass off trying to find it, and she's got it. Then she just chucks it in the sea. I was thinking, right, you're an old little bitch now. And then this was the bit when she died.
That's another thing, that's interpretation. But I see it as that she passed away in her sleep. At this point, she's like, oh, like, you know, like, it's a memory, it's only in my memory now. And so she takes that away with it. But it could be seen, she's just fallen asleep. But no, I think that she's passed away.
Like, I assume she's passed away and, like, she's going to heaven and everyone from the ship is in heaven and they're all greeting her and Jack's there waiting for her.
At the clock, tower.
Yeah. First of all, why isn't she old, kissing Jack as a young man, because technically that's what it would be.
Like in Coco.
Yeah.
With the, you know.
So that grates me because she's young again, which is not feasible.
Well, it is feasible. It's a dream, or, you know.
No, I feel like it's her going into heaven, so you'd go as you are. And then, straight away, screw my husband, he's still alive on Earth, but hi, Jack, let's kiss. I'm like, what the hell is this? You left him to die. You didn't share your board. You just chucked the blue thing in the sea, and you're just selfish. And it went from, like, loving Rose to hating her in a space of half an hour.
I think, certainly, for me, I know you were sort of getting a bit, I would say, agitated, but but I sort of got the sense of, like, oh, yeah, it's kind of, it's going downhill a little bit. And it's
what, with me watching it?
And the fact that, like, yeah, for the despite the film's length, it's like I hadn't seen it in a long time, and sort of appreciating, like, with a more of an, I guess, an adult mind, because I can't remember the last time I honestly saw it, but I wasn't like blown away and impressed by what the film had to offer at that point. But I got a bit more appreciation for it. I'm guessing more for, obviously, set design in the thing, rather than, so not so much the story of what it is, because obviously you know what it's like, it's going to play out and all that kind of stuff, but. And all the other aspects are kind of sort of glossed over, I guess, with the cut back and to between Rose being old and then, like, to retelling the story. And it doesn't, like, it's not like a, so wait, no, this happened, cutting away, like some films do or anything like that. But, yeah, it did feel, I don't know if it was just because it was late as well, but it did feel like a bit like, hey, yeah, I'm sure this didn't go this long before.
It was weird for me because when it was the romance of Rose and Jack, I was immersed. I was immersed, intrigued. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I could
give
tell.
Give me more, give me more. And I really was enjoying it. I didn't even move. I was like.
Yeah, you're just quiet. You're just enjoying the film. You weren't asking questions or anything like that, as you sometimes do with things. You were just, sucked into the world that was created there.
Yeah.
Or and the I time think period that it was.
It was. And obviously, it's a piece of history and you have to respect.
Yes.
Part of it, and obviously understand, like, a lot of people did die from the Titanic. The other bit that grates me with this Titanic ship is Rose initially comes across as a very considerate, very thoughtful, very smart young woman, to the point of where she knows that there's not enough boats if something went wrong for us all to survive. So she's already clocked that. She's very intellectual, but at the same point isn't when it comes to that situation. So I struggle a little bit because I feel like she changes, or how I perceived her changes throughout the film. Whereas Jack is just Jack. He's lovable. You can't fault him. His performance as well, both of them, you can't fault them.
Well, you just said that hers was, went south a little.
No, but not actually like Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
Her character went south, but not actually her delivering it.
Yeah, of course.
They were both, was it their debuts, this film?
No, I don't. No, I know Leo's did a couple of films before this. I don't know if Romeo and Juliet came before this, actually. But no, I don't think it was their first, like, debut films, no.
I love the fact that she did stick up for Jack initially, because when he was saving her, he didn't say, oh, she was trying to jump, so I tried to save her. He was kind of like, oh yeah, she stumbled, even though he'd taken his shoes off, he was ready to jump in and save her. She was like, oh. Because it looked a bit initially dodgy, like suspect, he was going to try and rape her, didn't it? Let's be frank.
Yeah.
Back in that day, it wouldn't, not condoning it, but it would be more common that could happen to a woman.
Yeah,
so,
again, it's the class thing of just jumping to conclusions with that. Yeah. Like, oh, you must be have some motive because.
And yeah. I love the fact that it shows once that little plumper posh lady.
Oh, Molly Brown. She's yeah, upper class, but she's got more sensibilities about her to kind of like see through them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the snobs calling a little bit. Yeah.
Her new rich, so I feel like she's only just become rich.
Yeah, yeah, her character's really great. Kathy Bates, yeah.
Yeah.
Who plays her.
And she gives Jack the suit to go to.
Yeah, yeah, smartens up. She's like, oh, come with me. Come on, yeah, we'll sort you out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And make you a bit more presentable and all that.
Which is great because then everyone doesn't even realise. Because that's
yeah,
how.
Because they're so engrossed. Yeah.
Snobby.
Yeah. Blindsided they are with themselves, like, oh, well, you must be from, like, you know, was it a railroad?
Yeah.
Land or whatever.
Oh, new money. Yeah. That was something I've not heard before, but mm-hmm. I guess, like, oh, they've mm-hmm. come into wealth, basically. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because nowadays we don't really have that. Like, other cultures still do. But I think here in the UK, we don't really, mm-hmm. like, marry for wealth. Well, unless you do, but it's not as much known.
Yeah.
Fun couple of facts.
I'm gone.
So, no, I've got a little bit of research. The Titanic sailed from Southampton, England.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously wanting to get to New York.
Yep.
But obviously didn't.
Yeah.
And I knew from when me and my sister, like, obviously my sister's based in Liverpool.
Yeah.
There's something to do with the captain's house.
Uh-huh.
So the captain's house is actually, so he must have lived in, like, Crosby in Liverpool.
Right.
So people, you can actually go and visit, like, a plaque that's outside the house. You can't go into the house.
No, of course.
Somebody's lived in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, of course.
But you can actually just go, oh, that's where the captain...
Of the Titanic
yeah. lived. Because, to be fair, he stays on the ship and dies. Well, the
captain goes down with the ship. That's a saying that people know. Which, obviously, from back way back when I saw this, I don't recognise who the captain was. But he's Theoden from Lord of the Rings.
I never got that.
Like, oh. Do you know who that is? And it's like, yeah, he obviously has got long hair. And
yeah, and long beard. And, like,
he had a beard in this, but...
Not that long, yeah, like, not like Gandalf beard.
Well, I joked, he kind of looked so, like, it's Captain Birdseye.
Yeah. You did.
That's more of a UK-based joke there.
Yeah, people can Google it if they mm-hmm. don't know.
Yeah.
There is one other part that I quite like
mm-hmm.
with Rose and Jack. When she's like, oh, teach me how to spit like a man.
Yeah,
pretty much. But it does come in handy afterwards because when she's trying to run away from her fiancé, she spits in his face like a defence mechanism, like a llama or an alpaca.
I guess, yeah.
Like to just spit. Yeah. Yeah, so, and I don't know, I thought that was quite sweet, like a posh girl wanting that.
To do that.
Yeah.
I more like the fact of when she kind of like goes down to the lower deck party, as it were, and she's a little dancing and shows that she's, you know, can drink with the best of the men and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
not worrying about the poor people. Like, she goes down in her riches.
Mm-hmm.
Rose doesn't have to change to fit in with the poor people. And they're not trying to steal anything off her or anything like that.
Yeah.
They just welcome her. Whereas Jack has to go smarten himself up to be with Rose.
Even in the same room, yeah.
Yeah.
So they'd just be kicked out, yeah.
Which shows I'd rather be in the power class and be an actual better, decent person
mm-hmm.
than be in the higher up ranks.
And there's more of, obviously with those, you get a couple of like Jack's friends, as it were. There's this Irish guy and his Italian, I'll say Italian, he's got an accent that he comes on the ship with initially. Sadly, they both perish, one by being shot. When he's obviously just trying to get on the boat and all that kind of stuff. And then the other one who gets hit as one of those, what would you call them? Chimneys, but, you know, the on the boat.
Yeah.
Kind of just, like, falls and collapses down on like a
where
tower.
The boat is, yeah.
So gets crushed by, you know, the weight of that. I mean, obviously a lot of people sadly passed away, but mostly from the chilling water, really.
Yeah, because I was like, when we were watching this, I was like, well, when did the set sail, like, if we're going to New York, I know obviously it can be cold and they do get snow, but you think America, you think warm. You don't think it's going to be icebergs. And it's like, I don't know, when we got to the iceberg scene, I was like, come on. I mean, it was huge. Like, was it really that big? And also, it's all their own faults because the pressure of, oh, we'll ramp it up. Let's get there in quicker than we need to be. Mm. You know, oh, well, I can't see if there's an iceberg.
Mm.
And one guy was like, oh, I can smell ice. I don't know how you smell ice, but it's just water. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's just all greed and all, and it could have actually gone without a hitch and everyone would have been fine if it wasn't for having to look good and get there in safe capacity instead of trying to show, oh, we can do this in a record time or whatever.
But it's what it is. And it's just a part of history. And obviously, it's not to say you wouldn't have a film without the thing, because obviously
you'd have a lot of people more living.
Yeah, that's true.
The only other character I wanted to speak about was Rose's fiance. Oh my God. Why the hell does he not die?
Well, I mean, Rose says that he didn't die on the ship, but he says, oh, years later, he goes into stocks or something and then they lose it all and then he puts a gun to his head or whatever.
I'd rather he just died in the water, to be honest, and somebody else had survived. He, like, if you see it and think about it, Jack could have survived if he hadn't. Like, the odds of it. Because he was a snivelling little shit that picked up a child and was like, poor child of all things. Like, they knew that he didn't belong to
She's all
him.
I have and all
and stuff. And it's like, what kind of character are you to do that?
Two-faced, manipulating, like, yo, anything to save my own skin, really. Which, in a way, I must be thinking of some other film where that kind of, again, like a class thing was occurring. But I thought I don't know what film it would have been or what it would have been from, but something where I thought he wore like a shawl and pretended he was like a woman or something. And then
is that Les Mis? I don't know why Les Mis is coming to my head.
No, it's not that. I can't. I don't know what it is, but it's just from something else. But yeah, in this instance, he's literally just saying, oh, I have a child. Please let me get on the boat with
my child.
And then.
Also, I think what's endearing on this is Rose says she promises to get off with Jack and they're going to have a life and get off the ship and they're going to be together. And then Jack and her Jack tries his hardest. Rose just hinders him, I think, to be honest. And to say she's an intelligent girl, when she's on the board, she's not very intelligent because like she could figure out, like, oh, there's not enough boats for people and, oh, this part's going to happen with this ship. And she was quite intellectual.
Well, she was told that information, wasn't she, by the...
Yeah, but she spotted, like, well, there's more people on this boat than there is...
I mean, yeah.
And then when she was on the... whatever it was, the door or piano lid.
Yeah.
She didn't think, oh, Jack's in the water, he's going to get, you know, frostbite and die or hypothermia or anything like that. She didn't think any of that, did she? She was just like, oh, I'm sat here, fine. I know she was cold, but, like, how cold is he going to be? He's freezing water.
Yeah. I mentioned to you as well, like, I've seen those, I don't know if you've seen them floating around. Again, not a
point. Also, she had the life thing on her as well. So why couldn't she got in the water?
There's like memes or pictures of it where it's like, oh, Jack, there's no room on here for for two people. And there's like things like plant pots, flowers on, or like cats or something like that. Yeah. As a joke, like there clearly is room for another person. And just making like stuff.
With all your Pokemon cards. And I'd be like, Paul, can I get on?
They'd be soggy. With a deep Blu-ray pile. Yeah.
Or 4Ks, yeah. Me just drowning in the water because I can't swim.
No, I'd let you on.
Would you?
Yeah. So, I wouldn't go let you go and then drop you.
Thanks. That means a lot.
Yeah. Hopefully it never happens. But...
Yeah.
Yeah. Touch one. But yeah, that's... I don't know if the experience of it was worth it at the end, really. Are you happy that you saw it? Or
I'm happy I've seen it. I'm happy that I was immersed in it and I enjoyed part of it. Yeah. I know obviously you can't change history. No. So this is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. There's no like, oh, well, actually, it's, you know.
Yeah. It's just, I think I'd actually, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, I'd rather Rose had of died.
Right.
To not have that. I think it would have been more poetic and more poignant if they both
died together. Yeah. Yeah. I get you.
Not trying to kill off anyone's grandma or great grandma.
Yeah.
But, God, please don't give me hate mail. But yeah, I think just from an actual story piece, and I think then Rose's character, I wouldn't have got to resent as much if they'd have both died together. Then
poetically died, yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. I think that's what I thought I was going into, that both of them were going to die, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And then the way that the old lady was just. It griped me.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if at any point you'd be like, oh, sobbing your eyes out or anything like that, but that didn't really occur, did it? I think there was maybe a small
bit. There was a moment, and I can't remember what the moment was.
It's probably in the more when the ship wasn't sinking, maybe, that you were kind of, you felt like you touched by something or whatever back.
Yeah, I think it was just a love romance that was growing and blossoming, and I think I quite enjoyed the love story between the two of them.
Yeah.
And I think it was more like them two, like, oh, well, we can't be together, we can be together, and that kind of to and fro. I'd have enjoyed more of that than the ending any day, personally. And I can't remember what actually, something did make me feel a bit tear-jerky, but...
You said, like, oh, that's quite sad or something like that, but... Because I think for a lot of people will be, like, bawling their eyes out at the end, like, oh, they're reunited in heaven or whatever it is.
No, that really annoyed me.
So I didn't know if that was going to...
No, because of the way I think because she was married and she'd moved on and had a happy life. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it was she's two-timing her husband here. Like, I know she's dead, but, like, literally forgot about him.
He's probably dead as well because I don't think he was around at that point anyway.
She don't go see him, does she? Like, who she spent the rest of her life with.
He's like, excuse me.
Yeah.
He pops into this dream.
Well, exactly, like... She spent, what, 3 days or 4 nights? She slept with him once. Like, she's had children to her other husband.
Mm.
Like, and don't get me wrong, I know you can love more than one person. Like, people do come into your lives. And I'm not saying if you're a widow that you can't, you know, you have to stay a widow. Yeah. I'm not saying that. No, but how can you go from 30-odd years with somebody to 3 days with somebody and him still being the...
Essentially what it's seems like the love of his life. Yeah, it's a big, what if. Yeah.
It's a what if moment.
Yeah.
It really is, and because she'll never know, she's always hanging on to that.
It's not like a La La Land situation where the life plays out and she kind of sees, like, oh, look, we've grown old together, we're in New York, we've got, again, a whole bunch of kids, and, like, oh, no, we're sitting on the rocking chairs or anything like that kind of aspect to it. It's not, no, it's just that moment's, again, just to focus in on the fact that, oh, yay, they're all, everyone around them on the ship is, like, applauding them being together now, and everyone's all happy.
I don't feel like
their fiance probably wasn't there doing the same, but you know,
I just don't feel like it should have ended that way. But
there we are. Yeah,
I'm happy I've seen it.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd be like, oh yeah, let's put Titanic on every year. It won't be a thing. I don't think I'd really rush back for it.
Do you think it's one and done, or is it like give it a bit of a breather for a good while and.
If it could be watched the way I'd like it to be watched, where is the ship doesn't sink, then...
Well, then that's not going to happen.
I'd just pause it and go, right, I've enjoyed that bit. I can't be bothered with the end.
Right, okay.
That's how I'd see it.
Okay. So that would make the film, like, what, hour 45-ish?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
One last thing before we obviously go to scores, then, which I'm intrigued by, is that the fact that this film at the time, 1997...
I'd have been 5. I would have said that because now everyone can work out my age.
At the time, was the most expensive film ever made.
That's because they have to remake a boat.
$200 million they put into that. And then was on the back of that was the first film to reach $1 billion from just box office sales alone.
Jesus.
Which then was surpassed by the same director when he made Avatar.
Wonder if they have to have an interval within the... Because people are going to need a wee-wee.
I don't know, you know. I don't know what would be a good cut-off point for...
When the ship sinks.
As the impact of the iceberg. Yeah. It's like, right, we'll be right back.
But I feel like that's a little bit...
A cliffhanger, like what... Or as it's approaching, like, are they going to swerve? Well, except you know what's going to happen, so it's not really
Is it kind of like a bit of a metaphor with the iceberg as well? Because, like, they pop each other's cherries, don't they? And then the iceberg gets hit by the boat. I don't know. Is there like a thing? Because literally they just have sex and then the iceberg.
So you're saying them having sex is causing the iceberg to...
No.
It's some horror film killer. Like that's the killer. It's like, oh, you'd be doing the dirty. So right now we're just going to end you, kill you off and everybody else.
Well, it's like Jazz says in Poor Things, like when she's stuck that pear or whatever up herself, then she changes into colour. It's like
everything changes. Yeah, interesting take. I don't know. Yeah. Well,
you get to go.
This is I'm really intrigued by based on what.
Can I split it in two halves? Can I score the first half and the second half?
No, you can't do this. You've got to be an all round. Mm. We can't do it with this.
Right. I'm gonna do it my way. Can I just tell you my thoughts of if the movie hadn't have ended the way it ended, it would have been a strong contender.
For what?
Like a high score.
Okay.
And the ending has really downgraded it. I'm meaning, like, I really enjoyed it. I could have given it a 9, like, until the ship sank.
But you knew the ship was going to sink.
No, that's fine. It's how it sank and how...
What do you mean how it sank?
Rose turned and changed.
How did you want the ship to sink?
That's fine. It's how Rose was.
Right, so it's more about her than it is anything else.
Yeah, but it's at that point when the ship sinks that's when
the immediate point, or you are talking about as it progresses when...
Yeah,
it goes along.
It kind of just she changes and she gets annoying, and I think that's right. When she grates on me.
Okay,
and I think that's like
at the point where I mentioned about she got off the lifeboat and she's then
she don't go on the first boat with a parent like a mum.
A mum.
Yeah.
She's like, oh,
like I know she wants to save Jack, so she's seeming a bit sweet and it like yeah. Oh yeah, and then there's a bit of a woman empowerment where she's like got the axe and she's wading through the water and such. She's still rooting for her at that point.
Uh huh.
Until she just gets really annoying.
Right.
And it's like, people are going to die here. You've been offered a boat 3 times or twice now and you won't get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because obviously they only were letting women and children.
Yeah, yeah.
But only wealthy women and children until it got to later on in the stage, right, you know.
But yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really annoys me that with the necklace, that really, really pissed me off. Like, so yeah. And it just... I don't know, it just spiralled out of control where it was like, I really was loving it and it could have been a 9 to now it's a 6. Like, literally, it went down by 3 points just because Rose is a pain in the ass, And I hate it because it's like, I was loving it and I was really enjoying it and then it just really annoyed me and I was like, I can't get past this now. Like, why was there no room on your board? That's the first thing. If I were Jack and she came up to heaven, I'd have gone, couldn't I have shared that board with you? Could you have budged over, love?
Yeah. Before this goes any further. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be welcoming with open arms. She killed me like 50
but
years ago.
It's her memory, not Jack's memory, is it?
So? Bitch slapped her.
Did you fall down the stairs? Kick her down. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So we're going with 6 then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said, can I not have halfway? Because I can't take away that there's brilliant acting, there's fantastic like set film work, and it's design. Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. And the love story is absolutely stunning, like, until the ship goes down. And then it just, I don't know, just, I'm off on a... And even, well, until, I don't know, there's just a point where it just, it gets annoying.
Okay.
And you're like, how long is this? You said it only takes an hour for the ship to go down, so how long in filming time does that actually need to be? I just feel like it was very prolonged.
I think they were pretty apt on that, weren't they? It almost felt like when he said, like, how long is it until the ship sinks? Like, an hour.
And it's like, and oh, it's how long like, have we got left?
About an hour. Yeah. So, yeah, it's almost in real time.
It's like, I don't need to watch an hour of somebody suffering on a ship.
I get you, yeah, because that's a bit of a drawback for me, because it's not like most of the other stuff is... I certainly, as I've got older with it, it's like appreciating, like I said, the story isn't super groundbreaking. Obviously, it's like just like a Romeo and Juliet, like kind of love affair type of thing. But the length, I know I say this because there's a lot of films I do appreciate more, like say Good, Bad, the Ugly with the length of the thing. Or even,
why did you say Weird instead?
Or Lord of the Rings or something. Yeah. But I feel like there's a lot more that interests me. Not saying that it's like you can't, because I feel bad for like really giving it a sort of semi lowish score for something that was a tragedy. But
I know.
It's, yeah.
But it's a tragedy how it ends, and it's not actually for the ship sinking, it's the other parts of it.
Yeah. So I am going to go a bit higher than what you initially going to go. Only, I say part of it is because of like the production value of it. Like, I can appreciate what has gone into it, the amount of like detail that's gone into putting this together is like, it's breathtaking, like how accurate it's gone for and all that kind of stuff, and telling the tale of in memory of those people. So, oh dear, I don't know. I'm going 7.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know if that seems too low for even a lot of people thinking, what's up, Paul? What are you talking about, how can you put it at that? But I think just for like, I can't say I didn't like, because I was, again, like you were, it's kind of like you were just engrossed in it. And to be fair, I was as well. I wasn't going, oh, Christ, this is taking forever. Like, even
I think
with,
it was only when
the
ship was going down, that's when it felt like
I think
it was taking longer.
It took at the back end of the atoll, but I think it was partly due to, I was a rewatch for this. It's like, it's getting quite late now. I'm thinking, are we going to have to break this up? Because I think Sophie's never stays this late to watch a film.
I was really invested, and I think that's what I've scored it lower, because I was so involved and I really was enjoying myself, and then it ruined it for me. And I think that's why I've marked it lower than it needs to be. Probably is a harsh score, and it is more personal than it is actually.
But that's what the show is about, like honest thoughts on it. So
yeah. Because don't get me wrong, I really enjoyed the first half.
Yeah. And obviously, like, thinking back to, like, and just now, just remembering, like, the first film we covered this year, which was Sound of Music. That's a long film. That's 3 hours.
That doesn't feel long. And I think this didn't. Like, I felt at the time flew by, like, when I had my first cup of tea in this shot, like, I was like, it was like an hour had already flown by, and I was like, wow, that's really quick. And I was so enjoying it. And even, like, the second part, like, it was just, like, the last hour.
Third act, essentially, shall we say, yeah.
Which was just, like, sadly, it just felt a bit more dragging. And I think character developments, when you really were invested in them, then just went sour.
Well, there we go.
We're going to get hate. We're going to lose all followers.
I know Sean from Review It Yourself, he's a big fan of this film.
Oh, didn't you do the drawing for him?
The one I've drawn his many logos for him. If he hears this, be like, oh, what the... Yeah.
Well, if maybe he needs to come and give us a reason why we should appreciate it. But I think I'm going to find it hard, unless he can tell me Rose was an amazing woman. Back end seems like she wasn't.
Oops.
Yeah, that really annoyed me.
Dear me. Well, I think this is more than I anticipated for the episode. I think it's going to be a good one to edit back, and hopefully, I don't know if it's get some laughs for people of your sort of semi rant on it. So, So, thank you very much for listening to this episode. Hope you've kind of enjoyed what we've had to say, or maybe not, I don't know. If you do want to reach out to us, then you can find us on the socials. Where is that, Soph?
So we're on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, under the handle SP_filmviewers. Hit that like, follow, subscribe button, yada, yada, yada. Yeah.
And if you'd like to listen to some of our other episodes, of course, you can do so by going to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and wherever else you get your podcasts from. And as always, be sure to leave us a 5-star review if you haven't already for the show. And that can be done by going to Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and wherever else they do the scoring system.
So if you want to join our little Patreon family, then you can. It's £1, $1.50 a month, right? Not even a week, a month. So if you do join our little family, you get the perk of voting for a film once a month. And every single week, and I mean every single week, we will shout your name out. So to do that, they have to go to
patreon.com/SPFilmviewers to get all those perks. And now we're going to read out the people who have joined the family so far. Who are Nico from the Good, Bad, Weird podcast, Ben from Film Floggers, and Mark from 100 Things We Learned From Film.
So we've got Gren, who's under the handle cgren_draw on Instagram. We've got Emma, who's also on Instagram under the handle m_hayton. We've then got Jonesy, who's also on Instagram under the handle @weightlossjonesy.
We've got Alex and Shani, who are both on Instagram. Their handles are desperately seeking username and SDOG.
And lastly, my mum.
Did she like this film? She made a comment on, like, what?
Yeah, I don't think she does. Like, she has seen it. And for Mum, it's a time period thing.
Right, she's not really big on those, no, is she? No.
I think, whereas I am, I quite like a timey period.
Yeah, that.
But my gripe, I like a period of things when it's normally either, well, I think it's because it's been recreated, because I think I established this with her. Like, Singing in the Rain, she wouldn't class that as a timepiece. Because you're not like...
Well, it is kind of, because that's set in the... Obviously, when Talking Pictures sort of came about.
Yeah, but I feel like the era of it still works a little bit with... There's not
I
too
think it's
far...
because it's got dancing.
Maybe, because this is like 1997, but it's meant to be 1912. And I think that's just... I don't know, I think she just can't seem to... Even though they did it really well, to be fair, it did feel like it was set in that era for me. Like, I was fully immersed in that film and that time frame. I don't know, I prefer... older pieces, personally, to more modernised. I do. Anything past 90s and then I'm like, or to early 2000s, I quite enjoy. Anything now, I'm like, it's just all merges. How would you know that's done in 2024 compared to, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you mean. In some aspects, yeah. That modern filmmaking, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still the same.
Well, thank you very much once again for listening. And we will speak to you next time.
Speak to you next time.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.